Welcome, Ben Lucas.
Morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Gramlich, members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Ben Lucas. I live in Portland and I represent the Maine State Chamber of Commerce. The Maine State Chamber of Commerce is here today to testify in support of LD 1847. We appreciate Senator Curry and the governor for bringing this legislation forward. Over the last 12 to 18 months, the chamber has been pleased to serve on Maine DOT's Offshore Wind Ports Advisory Committee and the governor's Offshore Wind Advisory Committee, which recently just released a comprehensive roadmap for offshore wind development in Maine. I do want to pause and give a quick thanks to our co-chair, Beth, for her leadership on this important issue. The chamber supports efforts to develop an offshore wind port in Maine. And furthermore, we support the goals of the state to advance policy conversations to develop offshore wind in Maine. We have an enormous opportunity to take advantage of an abundance of our natural resources and turn it into an economic engine by generating Maine-made clean energy. Port development is key to advancing offshore wind in Maine, and LD 1847 establishes a new type of port development used for the construction of offshore wind turbines and an offshore wind terminal. It establishes a visual impact standard specific to offshore wind terminal, and it directs how these facilities will be reviewed under the site location of development laws and the Natural Resources Protection Act. As you've heard a lot this morning, it's critical to make these changes to be able to move forward with offshore wind. The chamber believes that what is proposed in LD 1847 is in alignment with the offshore wind roadmap and is a very logical next step to move forward. A port will be critical for the advancement of offshore wind in Maine, and it will also create massive economic development through job creation and investment. To conclude, offshore wind and offshore wind ports are critical to the state. I have attached to my testimony a copy of an op-ed that was authored by the chamber and recently published back in March. It was authored by our former longtime president and CEO, Dana Connors, and it was actually his last op-ed as chamber president, and he had many over his 30-year period. We would encourage this committee to certainly read that to learn more about the benefits of offshore wind and support LD 1847. Thank you for the chance to testify today. I'm happy to answer any questions and bring back any additional information for the work session. I do want to note just on a couple things. I know we've heard a lot this morning about Maine being in competition with a lot of the rest of the region, and we certainly are. And frankly, there are a number of states that are advancing much faster than we are here in Maine. So we feel at the chamber it is absolutely critical to continue to move forward with these conversations. We certainly can do that by passing LD 1847, and from the Offshore Wind Ports Advisory Group's perspective, allow us to conclude our work and try and move ahead with Sears Island as the best location for the port. So I'll stop there and answer any questions.
Thanks for joining us. Any questions from committee members? Senator Leifert.
This thing is destined to fail. If what I heard today, that we need 30,000 people, I can't hire two in Gorham. What is the chamber going to do to get this, help us get these people?
Yeah, that's a great question, Senator, and it is the number one thing that we are hearing about from our membership and all different sectors of the economy. I can tell you that through the work of both the ports group and the offshore wind group, there has been a lot of work that has been done to try and attract talent to Maine. We are working with our community college systems. It is important to start to train kids at a very young age through CTEs in high school. But we recognize it's a challenge, and we recognize that it's something that needs to be addressed. And we are working with various stakeholders to try and solve that problem. But you are 100% correct. We have, we are going to need to attract people to Maine for these jobs and get people who are skilled and trained to be qualified for this work.
Would you dare to go forward with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Lucas? I just, in follow-up to Senator Leifert, Mr. Lucas, and it was a question that I asked one of our presenters earlier, I think, from the governor's office, but my assumption is that you and the chamber have been working in collaboration with labor unions and with folks within the labor movement relative to this project as well as others. Is there any understanding that it's a challenge in every sector
yeah.
these days to find workers? Have you made any projections in terms of what kind of economic impact that this might have, given that we can get the workers? And I'm particularly interested in any thoughts you might have around trying to engage young people at an earlier age to look into work relative to the trades.
Yeah, thank you, Representative. And you are absolutely right. I mean, the stakeholders that are supportive of offshore wind development in Maine, they include the chamber, they include labor unions, they include folks from the environmental community. It is a pretty diverse group of interest. And you know, it's not often all those entities line up and be supportive of something, but I think we all are because we recognize the significant importance and critical nature of developing offshore wind in Maine. We see it as a massive economic opportunity. I mean, we're talking thousands of potential jobs, millions of dollars being invested into Maine, and we really do have a significant economic opportunity. As I did mention, you know, we are lagging behind the rest of the East Coast, and that's why it's critical to continue to move the policy conversations forward. But you know, we want to be able to work with all the necessary stakeholders and interested parties, and we view it as a massive economic opportunity in the state.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Lucas? Representative Woodsum.
Thank you. I question the 30,000, and I'd like to see a printout or information on where are these 30,000 people are going to be working. And I think you're overselling. So I'd like just some facts on how 30,000 people are going to be constructing these projects.
Yeah, we'll be happy to try and generate some information for you and bring it back for the work session so you can review it. Thank you, Representative.
Seeing no other questions, thank you so much.